Jazzy 88 WFSK. He could have really played that just a little bit longer, Nicholas Cole. You could have. I'm just saying. Anyway, Jazzy 88 WFSK, Artist of the Week. And as 2019 winds completely down, this is our last one for the year. Next Thursday is the day after Christmas, and yours truly will be chilling, okay? So let the record reflect. And we wanted to, as usual, on the Artist of the Week that has been on WFSK, started it in 2006. So we've been done a boatload of features and interviews and music giveaways to our listening audience, and it will continue in 2020. We'll talk more about that later. Now, in December, you all know we do our Christmas features, and this week, it's the Artist of the Week feature is on a Christmas compilation, and I really wanted to do a compilation because I like a lot of the artists that are on this project. So I talked to one of the folks connected to the label and who I talk to regularly, and he's with us now. And because all the other artists on there, I've interviewed them a bunch, but I wanted to talk specifically with Jeff Lott because, you know, I like to talk to you. What's up, Jeff?
Well, it's great to be with you.
No pressure.
Again today, Sharon.
I am well.
Always great to be on with you.
Well,
always,
you know, this is our first interview, even though we talk every week, or 50 weeks a year. And people don't know that's the other side of this business. But Jeff is the Senior Vice President at Trippin' and Rhythm Records, and a very big part, the label and the staff are a very big part of what you hear today, that is keeping our music going. There's several labels, not as many as it used to be back in the olden days, but there are several labels that really do put the pedal to the metal to make sure that smooth and contemporary jazz music lives on. So, Jeff, I just felt like it was important to spend some time talking to you and see how everything is going, and talk about that Christmas project. You doing okay?
You know, really doing great. As we wind down 2019, it's truly been an extraordinary year for the label. You know, we always try to do good things, and I think we've got a really terrific roster of artists that I just love and cherish. And, you know, I have an opportunity to work with such quality talent. But, you know, and listen, you know, you make records and fingers crossed that they're going to do certain things. And, boy, everything's just exceeded my expectations this year. And, you know, we've had 5 number one singles in 2019 on Billboard, and ended the year with a 6-week run at number one at the top of the chart.
Wow.
And rolling. And so it's really been extraordinary, and a lot of it's in part to, you know, due in part to you guys and folks like yourself who support great music.
Well, you know, I just insist that WFSK have a certain sound, and I'm glad that we have a relationship with you all, because these rising talents that are now the staples of festivals and events and on the airwaves everywhere around the world, they needed a place. They needed to be heard, and Nashville needed to hear them, honey. So we gonna
yes.
You don't have to listen to L.A. and New York. Y'all listen right here in Nashville.
Ain't that right? That's right.
But, you know, Jeff, the facts are is that your label has the label that you work for has been around for a while and has really done a great job in terms of no matter what the weather, the turbulence and what have you all are still standing strong. Can we talk or just take a sentence out of, or two out on Mr. Cutmore, Les Cutmore, is the president, right?
Yeah, you know, Les and I, it's interesting, you know, we go way back, and Les and I met originally back in 1991. Mm. When he was when we met, he was actually managing Paul Hardcastle. So he was his manager and traveled with him. And so when Paul came over, when I first started working with Paul in 1991 after his first Jazz Masters record, we did a 22 city tour in 20 days. And Paul and Les flew over, and we spent 2 weeks together, confined, and you know, doing a lot of traveling in 2 weeks, and we just became fast friends. And you know, fast forward to this many years later, when Les you know, departed from the management duties that he had and started a record company, it just seemed like a natural thing for us to kind of come back together. And it's just been a beautiful thing, and I appreciate him giving me the opportunity to be in the chair.
So. Well, you know, I said Mr. Cutmore, but really he's Les.
Yes, he is.
I know. And, you know, the facts are that if he was not doing what he's doing and pushing, et cetera, we wouldn't have some of this pool of talent that our audience absolutely adores. You know, if I say Nick Corleone, the ladies are going to lose their minds, number one.
Okay. That's my boy.
Yeah, I know.
That's my guy there.
Yeah,
everybody
I know,
loves Nick.
I know. I mean, Nick. When Nick got in with you guys, you know, that just took him to a whole nother planet. And, you know, he's had, what, he had five number ones on his project of 2018, 19, was it five songs?
Five number one singles consecutively off of the same CD, which was The Journey. It's never been done before.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, his attitude has remained the same. And, you know, Nick is as cool as somebody's refrigerator minus 32 degrees. I mean, he is so cool, man.
Indeed.
I mean,
and humble.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the part to me.
Yes. Yeah.
About him. I think the first time I interviewed Nick was either 06 or 07.
Right.
And he is as cool a dude now as he was then. He hasn't, you know, swole up and puffed up like some folks can do.
Nope.
And he has not done that. He's just been grounded. And I have the utmost respect and love for him.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm so glad that he is on and the label. And also Paul Hardcastle. Everyone loves the Jazz Masters and Hardcastle.
Oh,
those are oh, my God. I mean, you know, you just can't have a smooth contemporary radio station and not have, you know, some of these I'm talking about. But
I've got a 30-year history with Paul. It's been pretty. It's been an amazing ride.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, somebody. This was some years back, and you can tell us a story about this because I don't know the truth. Somebody has had contacted the station, a few years ago, maybe a couple times, about putting up a petition to get Hardcastle to play Nashville in the United States because you know he's got this cult of people that just adore him. And what's the deal on that? Because he doesn't tour here, right? He doesn't tour.
You know, you just have to understand, you know, and I know this is difficult for some people, but, you know, not everybody that wants to be a musician wants to be on stage.
Well,
not everybody that makes music really has it in them. You know, it's just never been Paul's thing. I mean, he did some TV stuff early on in his career and, and did some mild, you know, playing around the U.K.
Yeah.
He's never played a live date in the United States.
Huh.
But that's just not his thing, and he's never had any interest in doing so.
Huh.
He's a producer. He loves to sit in the studio and make great music and that people can enjoy, but he just doesn't need to scratch that itch to get on stage. It's never been his thing, and it never will be. And so as sad as it is to say, because we could have sold out stadiums with this guy.
I know you could.
Oh, I know we could have. We got close once, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just happy to be able to present his music to people.
Yeah.
And, and be his representative, and he's just made some great stuff over the years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now they've heard it, because, you know, I would get these calls. Well, how come y'all don't have Hardcastle? I was like, nobody can get him, okay? Not just us, nobody.
Yeah. I get it every day.
I bet you do.
Every day.
Well, he's happy. If he's happy doing what he's doing, then that's what's up.
There
now,
you go.
You also do work with Kelly Minucci, mm-hmm. Special Effects. He's another great person, and, you know, just love him up, and I've interviewed him a bunch, and he's got a cut on your project, your Christmas compilation, The Sound of Christmas Carols. Is this his first Christmas? Is this original?
Well, he does a kind of his own interpretation of Little Drummer Boy. It's called Little Drummer Boy's Dream. You know, it's, you know, the original song, the content's in there, but he kind of took it to a different place, which is really wonderful. And
Little Drummer Boy's Dream.
So, and he's done some Christmas things in the past. I don't know that he's really done a Christmas record, but he's had some Christmas tracks that he's done for compilations for I don't know whether they were other record companies or for television, but he has done a little bit.
Well, I don't recall ever seeing anything. You know, that would this is almost a 5-minute song that that he did, and an original. So this, when the folks pick up The Sound of Christmas, they are getting at least one original, or maybe a couple.
Yeah, just the one.
Okay.
You know, the rest of them are, you know. You know, listen, at Christmas time, you want to go back and you want to hear the songs you grew up with.
I know.
You know, originals are tough because, you know, it takes a long time for those to cut through.
That's true. You're right about that. Well, one thing about it, when you come in here, you'll be in the Eternal and Forever collection.
I am
not playing with y'all. It's a lot of work to get all this music up in here. And,
it is.
You know, to make it... to keep from driving people nuts, and, you know, to make it pleasant, and it's a lot. And our collection is extensive, because we have 1,000 versions of everything, but you know, and now people are, you know, I'm like, don't send me nothing, zero, nada, not anything. Don't y'all send me don't nobody forward me no. If we don't already have it, hate your luck. Now, for somebody that doesn't understand how this works, how far in advance should they, Jeff, send their Christmas projects to the radio stations?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This is a project. This was a 2-year labor of love. Mm-hmm. You know, people think you just go in and knock these things out in 30 days, but you know that this, you know, to try and get, you know, typically Christmas records are made. Spring, summer, you know, it's a little hard to get to the artists in the mood to make Christmas songs when there's not snow and cold on the ground.
No kidding.
So, you know, this is a project that we had a couple tracks on here that were released digitally last year from Skinny Hightower, and there was a track from Nick Colleone that's been previously released, and then I just cobbled the rest together over the months, and you know, as time went on, until I had enough tracks to do a compilation. And then typically, you know, I think the last one I did was 8 years ago, so I just felt it was time to give you guys something new to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And by the I like this, I really like this variety that you have on here. You know, Skinny Hightower, you know, when I first heard him, people were like, who that? And I said, doesn't matter. Yeah. That boy bad, honey. You're going to hear from him.
He
is such the future. And Kayla Waters, I mean, just wow, and wow. So can you just speak on them for a few minutes on both of those as keyboardists and so vibrant?
Well, you know, I think the main focus of our label, and has been from day one, is new, fresh, emerging talent. I mean, we've got the cats like Hardcastle and Colleone that've been doing this forever, and they're the perennial faves, and you know, and there's a love affair with radio and these guys. But you know, the joy for me personally and for the record company, is discovering new talent. And we have a lot of that on the label. I mean, when we found, you know, Skinny, I was watching him online for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Les was watching him, and I was watching him. And we made contact and said, you know, we need to do a record, because
mm-hmm.
We were so blown away by this guy.
Yes.
And, you know, we took his first single to number one on the chart. Kind of the same situation with Kayla. I mean, she's got a nice pedigree with Dad being Kim Waters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, quite famous sax player.
No kidding.
So that didn't hurt, but, you know, she traveled around the country, you know, on Dad's coattails for a long time.
Yeah.
Watching him play and standing in the background, kind of honing her own craft.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look at this little girl now. She's only got a couple records on the label.
Incredible.
Now, but she's already into her third number one single, and she's top of the chart right now. And just the sweetest, most humble, gifted little girl that I've ever worked with. She's really terrific.
Yeah. And she's, what, in her early 20s?
Yeah, I think she's 28.
Okay.
Might be 29, I don't know, but yeah, she's still in her 20s, so, I mean, it's really extraordinary, you know, to work with artists of this caliber. You know, like, she's an old soul, she's, you know, mom and dad brought her up right, and
yeah,
she just
did.
Gets it.
Yeah, they did.
She gets it.
I'm just
really happy, and the joys for me are taking new and emerging talent and exposing them to the world, and then you know, moving them up the charts and creating developing a career for these guys.
Absolutely. Well, and that is truly the case for Julian Vaughn and Nicholas Cole, because they were like total nobodies, and that's not bad. That's just that they were. And
everybody's a nobody sometime, aren't they?
Honey, let me, as soon as I leave here, I'm straight cheering nobody.
Going back to being a nobody. Absolutely.
So, yes. I mean, you know, as far as the music is concerned.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are, because I remember the first time I interviewed Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said to him, is his dad still his management?
Is it what?
Is his dad still his management?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I said, now, make sure you do what your daddy says, okay? I mean, I'm like, you know, this is during the interview. I'm like, that was so terrible of me to assume that that boy would not be doing what daddy said.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was, when he was like 17 or 18 years old, make sure you listen to what your daddy said now. And he,
I'm telling you, I started working with this kid. I think he was 18 when I did his first record. You know? So yeah, that young man's come a long way too. We've got a roster of young talent like this, who are just guys that are blessed with the talent, and you know, and all they want to do is share it with the world, and we're happy to help.
Yeah, but in the midst, you also Cindy Bradley is a favorite of so many people.
Sure.
Cindy is, unbelievable talent.
Mm-hmm.
And, we really do love and appreciate her so very much. And she does a great performance, as well as some other folks that I haven't mentioned yet that are part of your Trippin' and Rhythms record family, such as Lynn Rountree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that things are going for him in a upward direction, because he has really worked hard to get where he is now. And how long has he been working with you all?
I think we're going into our fourth record now, so
it's
been quite a while, but he's one of the hardest working cats in the business, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, you know, he's got his nose to the ground, and he works harder than just about anybody on the label.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to, because, you know, when you're new, I mean, you know, it's pretty tough to get arrested out there. So, you know, the label can only do so much.
Right.
And the rest is incumbent upon you to get out there and hustle. And he's a hustler.
Yeah.
And he's just done very well with his career.
Definitely.
Will you indulge me and allow me to talk about another track off the record?
Oh, certainly. Go ahead.
Well, and I do this because this is somebody that probably nobody's even heard of. Mm. And they've probably heard his music for years and years and years and not even known that it's him, but there's a track on the CD from Michael Browning.
Yeah.
And nobody would know Michael from a hole in the ground probably because Michael has been Mr. Background for decades now. If you've heard Marion Meadows, you've heard Mike Browning. If you've heard Cindy Bradley, you've heard Mike Browning. If you've heard Althea Renee, you've heard Mike Browning. If you've heard George Benson, where he won a Grammy with George Benson, you've heard Mike Browning. So he's been a master class producer for some of the biggest names in the genre.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's kind of like my Oz. He's behind the curtain pushing the buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
My wizard, and he finally stepped out of the shadows and did a track on this record. It's from the
Hot
Polar Express called Hot Chocolate.
Yeah,
it's just smoking.
Yeah, it is.
And one of my favorite tracks on the record, but, you know, I just told Michael this year, I said, you know what, dude, it's time. It's time for you to step out from behind the curtain. So, and I will announce that we will have a record from Michael.
Okay.
His very first solo project
really?
In 2020, and I can't even wait.
Oh, my.
Because this guy is extraordinary. So,
well, who's going to be on there with him?
On the record or on this particular track?
No, on the record.
Oh, boy, he'll have all of his usual cast of characters, but, you know, he uses Freddie Fox a lot and Mel Brown on bass.
Yeah.
And, you know, at this point, I don't know. I mean, we're just in the process of compiling tracks and just starting the recording process.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for him to step up to the plate,
and he'll
let people know who he is, because everybody's heard him for years.
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely.
He's just been the mastermind behind some of the biggest hits over the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and you know, in all these artist interviews and et cetera, over the years, you know, when I ask the recording artist who's the producer, who's this and who's that, his name comes up all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was when you sent the project, Carol's The Sound of Christmas, is the compilation of various artists released from Tripping and Rhythm. I pulled that one in particular because I was so shocked to see his name as the one.
I
knew the name, but I was like, man, I don't recall seeing anything up here by him ever.
Yeah.
You know, with his name on it. And so that's exciting. Give us some more gossip that's for 2020, Jeff, while you're doling out the dope here. What you got for us in 2020?
Well, I mean, you know, I've got some really, you know, I'm going to open the gates with the new special effects record, the first thing out of the gates this year, and the first single called Hanky Panky Boys is just phenomenal. It's going to be a standard. I mean, I really believe that in years to come. Skinny Hightower, who we've mentioned, is delivering in about 3 months a double CD with 24 tracks.
Shut up. Okay.
24 tracks.
Wow.
This guy's a machine.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And this thing from A to Z is extraordinary.
Oh, wow.
I tell him all the time, I said, boy, you're from a different planet.
Yes, he
because
is.
He does not sound like anybody.
Yeah.
He doesn't imitate any. He just dances to his own drummer.
Yeah.
And he's got his own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Pushes all my buttons.
Well, he's from my home state, see. He's got that.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so I recognize that talent.
Yeah, you know. It's in the water.
Yes, I know. I'm like, he's a bad cat.
He's a bad cat.
Yes, Lord.
So Nick Colleone's going to have a new record.
Oh, wow.
He's just dusting up his brand new one. I'll have in the spring. And ooh, oh, my gosh. That's just a little sneak preview of what I've got coming and more.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I've got a little vocalist I'm working with that I'm not even going to tell you who it is yet, but she's 22, and I'll be dropping her first single here in a couple of months, and she is phenomenal.
Well, you know I'll be receiving all that.
Yes, you will very soon.
Right.
Yeah.
And, Jeff, you know, you are so cool. You know, when we talk everything, we always solve the world's problems. That's why I tell all of y'all. We're gonna fix the world.
I don't know if we're fixing anything, but we have fun doing it, right?
Right. We're gonna fix the world with music.
Yeah, that's right.
But I just want you to know how much I totally appreciate you and the respect that you have for us here at the station WFSK and what it is we're trying to do. And you know, because the landscape changed dramatically in this format or for these formatics, that, you know, we were not a big player on the big scene. And, you know, but come to find out, you know, we're still standing and still doing it. And we're just glad to have respect and love from, you know, somebody like you and the industry people that I'm in touch with here at the station. It just means so much.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing this for 34 years now in this genre. So I've been through the highs and lows, and I worked at one of the very first smooth jazz stations in the country, one of the first five. So I've been on this ride. I've been on this since Dirt. And the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs, and we've taken some gut punches over the year, let's face it. But you know what? You've been a mainstay for a lot of years, and you know, you're real people. I just love you to death, not only as a friend and as a person, but as a business associate. And you've been just a great supporter of great music, and we couldn't do what we do without you. Those number ones don't come by themselves.
They come with
people like you supporting and playing the heck out of them.
Oh, man.
And you've been there for us from day one.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I give you my love and appreciation because that's real and from the heart because you know, you've been there for us from day one and will continue to be in the future.
Absolutely.
So.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. And, you know, I just, you know, it's important to me in this city that I live in and have lived in for 33 years that we have this quality sound, you know, that represents the music that so many of us love.
Yeah.
And everybody's interpretations of things are different. So presenting to a city that has the moniker Music City, I didn't want them to have, I don't want them to just have any old thing like what's the name of them do over to such and such is. No, you know, we're going to have, we're just going to take it to a whole nother planet. So, you know, I'm glad you guys get it because it does help me to get this job done. And I'm not afraid of the new talent, and they don't have a name. Nobody's heard of them, but let me put an ear on it. And there's a lot of them that, you know, we have strong and good relationships with because, you know, you're helping us with, you know, making sure everything stays in here quick and not dilly-dally. I don't want to hear about it from somebody else. We are the medium with which the listener learns about the music. And I had someone tell me about last week from that listens to the station, Artist of the Week is their favorite thing because, and they tune in, and they're in another zip code and another time zone. They tune in to Artist of the Week on streaming because it just gives them a chance to hear different things, you know, different sides of the music, and they love it just like I do, of course. To hear from the people that make it, write it, produce it, you know, it's a business, as we well know. But just to get a chance to, you know, to peer in and see what it takes to get the job done. So, you know, you guys are at Tripping and Rhythm mean the world and all to me. And the station here, and I want you to give everybody, the artists and Les Cutmore, my very best and my love. And we look forward to continuing to do the things that we do in 2020. Now, Jeff Leslie, I'm a minute or so over, but this is the last one for 2019, so I think I can do that.
There you go.
I think I can do that. if someone is listening that is in the music industry or, you know, hasn't signed or doesn't know or is interested in, can you give them some quick steps on how to, you know, start thinking more seriously about signing with the label, or should they, or what?
Well, I think my first word of advice to anybody would note is to not have a plan B. Okay? You know, if you're going to choose this as a career path, that's your career path. Let it be what it is. Don't have a plan B. Don't have a part-time job. Don't have something to fall back on. Because guess what? You're going to be a little bit more hungry. You know, because you got nowhere to go. It's either this or be homeless. You know, it just puts a little urgency on it. You know, you can't do this part-time. Well, you can, but you won't be successful with it. So, you know, you need to set your feet on the path and just go put your head down and work hard. You know, if it's where you're meant to be, I preach this to my kids and anybody I work with. If this is your true passion and path in life, it will find you. Mm-hmm. Just keep working. It will find you if it's what you were truly meant to be. You know what? Some of these guys these days, there's a lot of people going it alone. There's a lot of people that decide they want to put out their own projects and work them themselves. It's a massive undertaking. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle, you know, to go behind working with a record company with promotion and marketing and publicity and all of the things that cost a lot of money, you know, where you can get it all in one stop or you can go out and try and forge your own path. You know, whatever you choose to do, I guess my advice would just be to just put your head down and go. You know, whether you want to choose to sign with a label, you know, get your stuff up on social media, you know, videos, music, share it everywhere that you can. I discover a lot of talent on social media, on YouTube, watching videos and stumble across things. And, you know, that's how we found Skinny and some of the other artists that we've worked with. So just be visible and work hard. But, you know, I refuse to sign another artist that has a day job. You know, it's you just don't have the same level of commitment as you have from somebody like a Kayla Waters. Kayla told me, she said, listen, I don't have another plan. This is it. You know, so I have to succeed. I don't have a choice.
No kidding.
Those are the kinds of people I want to work with.
Well, hungry has a lot to do with it.
Yes, you know what? If you don't play, you don't eat. Then that's guess it. What? You play.
Definitely.
You play.
And you become quite creative. And that's what, for real, so you don't do sound like everybody else. Jeff, you you know, as usual in our normal Friday conversations, we have just solved all the world's problems.
Of right course there. We have. Yeah. Carry on.
So you can get back to Bountiful, Utah. Hey, how's y'all's weather right now?
We have snow. Not a lot, but we got creamed on Thanksgiving Day, and then it's just kind of been a slow melt off ever since. But anyway.
Yeah, well, you'll have a white Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, we always do. Well, we're in the Rockies, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Part and parcel.
Well, if I don't see another one again, I'm good. I'm good.
You're okay with it.
Yes, definitely.
There you go.
Well, give Mrs. Lunt my very best. And
I will.
Jeff, have a Merry Christmas, and look forward to all the great music in 2020.
Thank you, Sharon. Love you bunches.
Love you, too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jeff Lunt, the Senior Vice President at Trippin' and Rhythm Records.